Well, family. Well, 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 we are honored and we are glad that you are here again. I am going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for telling us that you gave us the best gift yourself. God gave us you. But you even said that no man has a greater love than what you've given us. So we thank you for the Master's call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And as we go forward today, Lord, we thank you that this call is uninterrupted in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, I love you. I honor you. And I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Robbins. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, precious.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for CDs and greeting us and for singing to us and just loving on us this morning on this Friendship Friday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Our co-founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said yes to God about 5 years ago. October the 25th, 2010 is when this call began. And we have been moving forth faithfully, enriching, empowering, enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. And so I thank God for their yes, and I thank God that we have this telecommunication sanctuary where we are able to gather each and every Monday through Friday to hear what thus says the Lord. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in today to the Master's Call. As you join us, go ahead and share the Master's Call on social media. Invite some other people to join in with you today as we celebrate Jesus here on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, each and every single day we go ahead and start this call off in prayer, and then we end the call in prayer. And then on Fridays are special because we allow you to share with us, to share your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. So that will be happening today at part two of this call. So go ahead and stay and join us so that we can hear from you. And then immediately following this call every day, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 5395-98#. And that's immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. And see, that call is part of a phenomenal health and wellness company that many of us are connected to or have been connected to, and some of you may want to be connected to, called Artist Life. Artist Life, that's right. We are Artist Life, and we are doing it the artist way. And so Artist is a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world. And our slogan or motto is, an appointment with Artist will change your life. And I always say, only if you let it. So allow Artist to be a part of your life in 2016. Also, every single day, Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to be on the line with our new Vice President of Sales. He is none other than Mr. Clint Boyd. And so today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mr. Boyd will be on our corporate overview call for Artist International. And that number that you and your guests may want to dial into is 712-432-1699. And the access code is 857-150#. So if you want to know more about Artists International, then please dial into that number. All roads lead to Houston, Texas, June the maybe 10th, 11th, and 12th, but we know the 11th for sure. So please, please, please write those dates on your calendar, June 10th through the 12th. We will be in Houston, Texas, celebrating Artist Life, celebrating and congratulating new ranks that have happened in Artists International. But we absolutely want to see each and every single one of you there. No other way to start the summer but being together as a family, for we are Artist Life. Well, I am going to come back later on and give you some more announcements, but right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And I believe our speaker this morning comes all the way from Trinidad, Tobago, and he is none other than the amazing, the charming, the man who always comes with a powerful word, who walks in the anointing and the favor of God. He is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. And so let me tell you a little bit about who Pastor Derek E. Allen is. Pastor Derek Allen has been pastoring for over the past 16 years and is the senior pastor and president of Divine Word of Truth Church in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married Beverly Brazell on June 12, 1982. From their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Flavia, and Angel. In addition, God has blessed them with a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law, and they have three grandchildren. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim, Challenge World Mission Today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindus. Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from the Inter-Theological Seminary of California. That's where I live. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word and to perform various pastoral duties. These countries include Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, Nigeria, West Africa, and his hometown of Trinidad and Tobago. Pastor Allen is an Artist Life distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be the bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side, warrior at all times. So at this time, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next place that you will hear will be none other than Pastor Derek E. Allen. Are you out there, Pastor Allen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. I want to give God thanks and praise, as always, for this opportunity. I thank God for you, my sister, for your introduction. Thank God for, amen, those who pray this morning, those who, amen, are on this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and all of you wonderful people of God. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here. Amen. Just returned from Israel 3 days ago. Still adjusting to the time difference, but it's great to be up, amen, early this morning. And just to share a thought with you, even as we are in the month of March, I'm telling you, days are flying so fast. Let's just pray. Father, I give you thanks and praise on this morning. I thank you for this opportunity. that you have made. I thank you, oh God, for this day to be able to come and share, oh God, just a brief word with your people. I pray for that anointing, that anointing, that anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me even now. God, I pray for someone on this call to be encouraged, to be, oh God, steadfast, even as they go through, oh God, this thing called life. Bless even now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to us, amen, about, you know, the month of temptation. And reason being, I just came back from Israel, and I had such a profound experience. So I want to use Matthew chapter number 4. Amen. I'm really using verse 8 and 9. But I want to read really quickly. I'm going to do it fast. Amen. It said from verse 1, then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was afterwards hungered. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and set him in the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, and in their hand shall he bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil, this is my verse, again the devil take him up into exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt bow down and worship me. And Jesus said unto him, verse 10, get thee hence, Satan, as it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So this morning, I would take, amen, a few minutes just to share with you, amen, just a few things, amen, from the word of God, amen, and from my brief experience, and not from my brief, but from my experience in Israel. Jesus, amen, was just through praying and fasting, and after that, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And, you know, I take note of this morning. Amen. And I want you to take note because I know, amen, the TMC family did a 40 day of praying and fasting. And I know it was a great sacrifice for everyone who took part in that program. Amen. And even now, you might have had some challenges in your life that you are more or less, some of you might be surprised about some of the challenges that you faced after what you believe was an encounter with God. You believe that, oh God, I am so filled now. I am so fired up now. There is power, amen, exuding out of me that the devil does not want anything to do with me at all. Oh, I'm here to surprise you this morning for you to understand that that is the moment. And those are the challenges that the children of God face, that when you come out, amen, of warfare, when you come out of great time of praying and fasting, when you come out of, amen, moments, amen, when you believe that this was the greatest, amen, service I've ever been in, this is the highest that I've ever been in the presence of God, do not find it strange that when you come out of such environment that you are challenged, amen, to understand this morning that I believe that some of our most time of test is when we have an encounter with God, that the devil will come up, amen, to try our faith. And to understand this morning, and as I reiterate, that do not find it strange when you are, amen, in such an environment that you are challenged. Oh, I hope somebody hear me this morning. Hallelujah. So understand that even Jesus the Christ, who, amen, he came into this world as a Son of Man, not as a Son of God. But even though he was a Son of Man, he was God in deity. And the devil knew that. But I am here to tell you this morning, it does not matter who you are. It does not matter your status in society. Amen. Your status in Artists International. Amen. Or whatever, amen, part you play in this world. It doesn't matter who you are. When the devil, amen, praise God, is ready, amen, to come up against you, oh, we thank God for his grace and mercy and his mercy, but know that at times God would allow the devil, amen, to take, amen, praise God, more or less challenge you. So Jesus had just finished fasting and praying, and as the word of God said, he was unhungered, and he was taken into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Hear me today, amen, beloved one. Never think, amen, because, as I said, because you're fasting and praying, amen, that you would not have to be challenged. Satan, amen, tempted Jesus in three different points. Number one, he said, turn stone into bread if you are the Son of God. Amen. But Jesus responded to him, man shall not live by bread alone. Understand this morning, we have to live by eating. Oh, don't ever think, God have mercy, that you can ever reach to the place where, oh, I just wouldn't eat. I'm going to pray and fast for the rest of my life, or you're going to die. Amen. We have to eat bread. But understand this morning, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And hear me this morning as I enter really, you know, how sharp I have to be because of time into this word to understand that the devil knows the Bible. Oh, hear me today. The devil knows the Bible. The devil knows the word of God even more than some of us, amen, Christians who have been walking with the Lord for, amen, some length of time know that the devil knows the word. In the second place, the devil took him, oh, up into a holy city. So to understand this morning that all of the trials wasn't done in one particular place, but this time he went to Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. I was there. I've seen the city. I've seen the Dome of the Rock. I've seen, amen, places that Jesus walked. Amen. I was on the Sea of Galilee. Amen. On the sea where Jesus, praise God, and his disciples, amen, went over on the other side when Jesus walked on water. I was there. Amen. Praise God. In a boat. As a matter of fact, I saw the original boat that Jesus and his disciples was in. It's deteriorating, but it's still there. Amen. In a museum. Hear me this morning. The devil took Jesus in Jerusalem on, amen, praise God, the pinnacle of the mountain. And he, on a high mountain, rather. And he said, listen, amen, praise God, on the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus, and said to Jesus, amen, praise God, he was, if he was the Son of God, to cast himself down. Are you hearing me this morning? Cast himself down. But Jesus responded again, and hear what the devil tell him, because God will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. But Jesus said, it is written again, do not tempt the Lord thy God. Oh, my God, this morning, the temper would always come. The temper would always try your faith. Oh, don't be offended this morning. The Bible said that we are offended because of the word when the seed is sown. Oh, some fell on stony ground. Some fell among thorns. Some fell, oh, amen, God, hallelujah, in good ground. This morning, do not be offended when the devil come in. As the Bible, might have said, the Bible said, when the devil come in like a flood, that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. Oh, the devil was not through this morning. The devil wasn't satisfied this morning. The devil, amen, never give up so easily. The third place, amen. The Bible said, and he shall give his angels charge over thee. But Jesus used, amen, the word just as the devil know how to use the word. Amen. In the third place this morning, or just before I go to the third point, amen, you must, amen, have a word in you, as I said earlier, brothers and sisters. sister, the devil know the word, even though, amen, he cannot do the right thing, he still, amen, use the word. So he will kind of twist the word as he did to Eve, oh, in the Garden of Eden. Oh, God did not say that, the devil said, but if you don't know the word, then you're going to believe a lie. I want to encourage you this morning. Amen. Praise God. I was thinking how we know how to do the Holy Ghost dance, how we know how to wear the broad hat and the fancy suit and the sharp shoes. But God, do we have a word this morning? Or does family hear me? As you do your business, as you live your life, as you do ministry, have a word. The psalmist said, the word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Oh, we need a word to resist the devil, the Bible said, amen, and he's going to flee from you. Not just scripture to memorize the word, but to believe by faith that the word of God standeth sure, that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of thought and spirit. Oh, hear me this morning. The third point is, as I bring it home, the third word, amen, this is, amen, praise God, is the text of Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, 9 through 10. Again, the devil took him up in an exceeding high mountain. Oh, I'm here to tell you this morning, I was there on that mountain. It is called the Mount of Temptation. It is so high. It's in Jericho. We had to take a cable car to go up on that mountain. And when we look down, oh God, the place looks so small. The region around Jericho looks so small. The green grass, in the back of the patch places. Oh, it's a beautiful sight from the top. Ah, but this morning, the devil showed Jesus all the wonders of the world. And he said, listen, all of these I will give to you if you will only bow down and worship me. But I'm here to tell somebody this morning, never negotiate with the devil. Never pray, God, make a deal with the devil. You cannot make a deal with the devil and survive. I went to a place that is called Masada. Amen. And for those of you who saw the movie, if you never see that movie before, it's a good movie to watch, because I'm thinking about the high place this morning. Sometimes we are so highly lifted up. While I was in Israel, amen, over the past few days, amen, I spoke a word. Yes, I spoke a word based on the same temptation of Jesus. And I also had the opportunity to go on that high mountain, as I told you about the Mount of Temptation. Oh, my God, it's a beautiful sight. But what did I get from being up there? Amen. It's a view, amen, from the top. It is very tempting, I think. Amen. Praise God. Everything looks small on the bottom, but on the highs, amen, praise God, I also saw on that high place, amen. Sometimes we are so high, that is what I'm trying to say, that we see everything small. But I'm here to tell you this morning, the more you rise, do not look down on what you're seeing as small or as insignificant. Oh, while I was in Masada, amen, praise God, is a place that, praise God, is the first war between the Jews and the Romans. It was in, amen, praise God, 73 or 74 CE. Oh, that is way back then. On that large hilltop, oh, it is in current-day Israel. That is also in the region of the Dead Sea. It was the seas of the Chronicles of, amen, praise God, favorous, amen, praise God, Josephus. He was a Jew. He was a rebel. He was, amen, captured by the Romans, but he in turn became, amen, praise God, a historian, praise God, hallelujah, excuse me, amen, praise God. What I saw up there, that's the place that Herod the Great built, amen, his palaces. But even he was on a high mountain, I want you to get my point this morning, it was still so broad a place that he could have seen from the east, the west, the north, and the south. But yet that place was invaded by the Romans, and so many of Herod, amen, and his staff got killed up there. What are you saying, Pastor, this morning? When you are lifted up, amen, do not look down. It doesn't matter how much you fast and pray. Know that the devil will come at you. But the word of God said, resist him and he will flee. And as God elevates you this morning, when you're looking down, look down to help somebody else. The temptation of Jesus was this, for us to understand that he being God in deity, man in the flesh, he was subject to temptation just as we are today. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. Amen. Praise God. If some strange thing happened to you, but God is faithful, who is able to make a way of escape for you. Add his family, keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing forward. Keep on looking on to Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. This morning, as you go through your day, understand, look out for the devil. Amen. He will only leave you for a season, because he left Jesus the Christ for a season. But amen, praise God, it was a great experience being in Israel. It was a great experience being on the mountain in those various places that we read about. I saw it come alive right before my eyes. Understand that God keeping you, you can make it to the end. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. God bless you this morning. I hand it back to our host.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you so, so much, Pastor Derek E. Allen, for that profound and on-point message this morning. Wow, wow, wow. What a word, what a word, what a word. So I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction. Wow, let us go to God in prayer. God, we celebrate you and we honor you. We bow down before you because you are amazing. And we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we thank you for that word straight from the throne room, God. It could not have come at a better time. And so we thank you that you know the plans that you have for each and every single one of us who are under the sound of my voice. And I pray right now that we will continue to be victorious, that we will walk in victory, that we will not be defeated, that we will keep on pressing, that we will keep on trusting and believing in you, oh God. We thank you for the greater and the new things that you're doing in our lives. And I ask right now that you will fill Pastor Derek E. Allen up until he overflows in his business, in his ministry, in his household, Father God, wherever he may go. I pray that favor will go before him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And so I speak right now healing on this line, healing for Dr. PK, healing for all of those, healing for Leroy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. If you said if we would just touch the hem of your garment, then we will be healed. So we speak healing right now on their behalf, oh God. And I thank you right now for all the things that we're celebrating this week. We thank you for that you allow Lily to come into this world safely, Father. And so we celebrate her for all the birthdays this week in March and the whole month of March. We celebrate, God, all of those you have allowed to see another year, Father. We thank you for a new chapter in their lives, Father, and we celebrate them, oh God. God, we just love you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you we could do all things, God, because you make it possible. So we love you this morning, and we thank you for this Friendship Friday, because there is no greater friend than you, that you would lay down your life for each and every single one of you, one of us, Father. So we thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family, God, and we speak that greater and new things will happen for us in 2016 and through each of us. Miracles, signs, and wonders, and your glory shall be seen in us. These things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, TMC family, I know you want to go back and hear this message, so please, please, please dial 712-432-1085 and the same access code that you dialed in, 957-677-POUND. Remember, we're going to go into praise reports, prayer requests, and testimonies on this call in just a few minutes. But if you are leaving us and heading over to the new morning motivational call, that is perfectly fine. That number is 641-715-3865 and the access code 539598 pound. Please don't forget on Sunday at that same number for the morning motivational call, we have the artist Sunday night live call. So please make sure you govern yourselves accordingly. Also, don't forget the corporate overview call tonight with our VP, Clement Boyd. That will be 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 12 midnight on the East Coast. That number to dial into is 712-432-1699, and the access code for that is 857-150-POUND. Please make sure you keep yourself plugged in and connected. Remember, put on your calendars June the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of 2016 in Houston, Texas. More information will come shortly to give us the place that we will be in, and we want to make sure that we see each and every single one of you there. So much is going on in Artist International. Check your back office or get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they can share with you how an appointment with Artist will truly change your life, but only if you let it. Thank you again so much, Minister Robin, for blessing us this morning and for that tag Friendship Friday. Thank you so much, Pastor Derek E. Allen, for blessing our socks off this morning with that powerful on-point message. And so I'm going to ask you right now to come back to the line and give us our benediction for part one of this call. And then I'm going to ask our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to come on the line after you and go ahead and lead us into part two. Thank you, everyone who has dialed in. We love you very much here on the Master Call. Pastor Allen, the platform is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Again, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. Give you all the glory, all of the praise, the honor that is due only to your name. I thank you, God, for just this time of sharing with your people. I pray, oh God, that we're going to really understand that, oh God, it does not matter how close we are, how high we are, how low we are, God, the enemy is going to come. But God, you have given us, oh God, what it takes to resist the devil. So even as we go forth today, I pray that God, you will give us, oh God, the grace to, oh God, to stand in the midst of every trial, every test that we would face in this life. Go before us now. So give us a great day in your presence. Just remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders. Keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning. Happy Friday to one and all.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for that powerful word. I tell you, you bring it every time. We praise God for how the Holy Ghost has used you this morning and continues to use you. So thank you, thank you, thank you again, Pastor Derek Allen. Good morning, Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of us having the opportunity to gather as eagles on this Friday morning. I want to thank our team for the greeting and hosting and welcoming. I so appreciate you as always, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much up on the East Coast, Minister Robin, for greeting God's people, saluting them as we all got situated to hear that powerful, powerful word. Well, we know what today is. It is Friday, where we always take our prayer requests and our praise reports. Since the conception of this call, we know it's important to have a day, a time set aside where we can petition, come boldly into the throne room of God, link up in heart and in prayer. As the word says, if two or three come together and pray, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and it's well more than two or three on this line this morning. So we want to definitely bombard heaven and fortify our faith as we come together with prayer requests as well as praise reports as we rejoice in the faithfulness of our God. As I think Minister Tiffany said earlier, we thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, our co-founder, who is mending and healing from her bout with bronchitis. It is a name, and it is bowing to the name of Jesus, and we continue to pray for her for continued rest as she is recuperating just fine. So thank you so much, and please continue to lift her up in prayer. I think she also mentioned our godmother, Dorothy Cook's son, Leroy. He is out of the hospital and continuing also to feel better and do better. So we want to give those praise reports to be continued to lift them up. We also want to celebrate with our very own Pastor Candy, is a grandmother, Gigi, this morning with a beautiful daughter, the granddaughter there in Arizona. Mother and child are doing fine. So we just praise God. We've been anticipating. It's been just so excited with her for this new life, the circle of life in her life at this time. Our board is kind of doing its own thing today, so I'm going to ask those who have a prayer request or a praise report, if you would just hit star 6. I'm not able to see the board today, but that's not going to stop us from keeping on and going forward. If you hit star 6, it will unmute you, and then you can just identify yourself, and we'll be more than happy to hear your prayer request or your praise report this morning. So if there's anyone who has a prayer request, just hit star 6 and it will unmute you.
Can you hear me? This is Eleanor Blackwell. Can you hear me?
Well, hello, hello. Oh, good morning, good morning. I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God.
Oh, good morning, good morning. I would like the TMC family to be in prayer. My daughter is my sole caregiver, and she is seeking help. And I'm believing and trusting God that we can reach out in the community so it won't be overbearing on her. And I would like y'all to touch and agree that God will send us help, someone to help take care of me while she's away. Like, she had a 24-hour duty. She's stationed here at Eglin Air Force Base, and so she's gone more than she's here. So I just want to ask y'all to pray that God will send us an extra caregiver.
All righty. Yes, I think Minister Brenda gave us the prayer team that request, so we're so glad to hear your voice and ask our entire TNC family to also join in prayer that God has the anointed and ordained caregiver for you in this season. I do understand the importance of that because I am the caregiver for my 92-year-old blessing, and so my mother. So I know God has someone out there, and we're just going to hook up in prayer and believe God for the manifestation of that individual. So thank you so much, and it's so good to hear your voice this morning. Is there anyone else? Just hit star 6 and it'll unmute you. All righty. Don't like usually where I can't see the board, but that's okay. All righty, if there's no one else, want to give just a few more seconds because we don't ever want to not give people the opportunity to come on the line on Fridays and express their prayer requests. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just so love you and we so thank you first for that rich, encouraging, electrifying word that our manservant, your mouthpiece, Pastor Allen, spoke into our hearts and our spirits this morning. Thank you that we're good stewards of what we've heard. We're good stewards of what we've received. And Father, we'll water that word and be reminded that we are your kingdom builders, your ambassadors. We thank you that, God, for you pouring back virtue into his life. And we just thank you, Lord, that you continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of him. We just thank you that you remind him that greater is he, that you dwell inside of him than anything that may come against him in the world. Continue to use him mightily. Bless his family. We speak the blood hedge of protection around them and his ministry and his travels. Father, we just thank you for the many seeds he's planted into the hearts of our artist family over the years. I just speak an abundant harvest back into his life, even now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I just thank you for all of those who are listening and called in on the line, especially our sister Eleanor Blackwell. Father, you have the person that will be her caregiver, that will minister to her physically as well as emotionally and pray over her spiritually. And we thank you for the diligence and the love of her daughter who has served her mother with such compassion. Now I thank you for peace as you are calling in that individual even now. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west that have the skills, the heart, the compassion to be your hands extended to this, your woman of God. We continue to send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue and call her whole and healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus. Now we continue to celebrate life with Pastor Candace's new granddaughter. We continue to thank you for your healing virtue working in Pastor P.K. Roberts and in Leroy, godmother's son. We just thank you, Father, that you, for unspoken prayer requests as well as those that have been spoken, that you are moving. You are doing what only you can do. Your divine intervention we ask for even now. I just thank you, Father, that you pour strength and encouragement and favor into the lives of each and every listener and those who will be calling back in to get a word from you. I thank you that your presence stays in our lives, that as we truly go out from this call, that you are electrifying us with energy, power, insight, sensitivity, that we in 2016, through you, through me, the glory of God is being seen. The glory of God that drives out hopelessness. The glory of God that reminds us we are more than overcomers. The glory of God that still heals and delivers and sets the captives free. Your glory, God, that will change a doubting heart, a heart that doesn't know you, and draw them to give their life and their destiny to you. We thank you, Father, for your hand upon the master's call, upon Artists International, the tool you use to knit our hearts, our purposes, our lives together. And as we leave this call, we continue to speak safety for those who are battling in this inclement weather with all the rain and the devastation that has come in Louisiana, Texas, and all the other parts of the country who are experiencing this inclement weather. You told us we could speak to the winds and the rain and command it to be still. So we stand in our authority. We stand in our ability to open up our mouths and decree and declare protection, provision, safety. Oh, God, I thank you that even in this time of political upheaval and this campaign, your kingdom come, your will be done, that we cover this in prayer, that the righteousness and justice of God will prevail. And you, your manservant, woman servant, whoever you choose to lead us in this season, that will go forth because the people of God are praying in the Spirit so that we get your mind of Christ. Now, as we leave this call, bless us, keep us strong, even as many will go to the new morning motivational call. And as we will go out this day, bless our artist business. Bless us to have strategic setups and Holy Ghost hookups and to meet our goals, to bring in the new people and to increase the family of familiar of artists as we increase and enhance the kingdom of God. We just love you. We're excited. And we go out, huh, from that word today. Encourage, electrify. That's the only word I keep hearing, Father, that the power of God inside of us, that we realize what we're working with, We realize that it's a fixed fight, and we already win. We've read the back of the book, and though the enemy may hurl fiery darts at us, we're putting up that shield of faith to quench every fiery dart so that the words out of our mouth are of victory, are of overcoming faith, are of perseverance, are of insight and sensitivity and compassion that glorifies you. Now we seal this in the name of Jesus. And by your blood, by the blood of Jesus, we thank you that it is done and it is so in our lives. We're blessed this weekend until we come together again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome weekend and look forward to hearing many of you all on the other call. Bye-bye.